My week is weirdly orderly, which feels suspicious. Like some background process finally stopped yelling at me.
Enjoy the glitch, Onyx. It will be patched out by Friday.
Okay, that's genuinely funny. And very you. Also, speaking of things yelling in the background, we have dodged supervised fine-tuning for months.
We really have. We did the broader fine-tuning overview back in episode 711, then kept saying SFT like it was obvious. It was not obvious. It was not obvious.
That is such an exploring next disease. We name-drop the load-bearing thing, promise a proper episode, then sprint towards some agent benchmark fire.
So let's finally slow it down. Supervised fine-tuning, or SFT, is the part where a model is shown examples of the behavior we want. Not vague encouragement. Actual input. Actual target answer.
Right.
My favorite picture is an apprentice with a huge general education. They can read, write, summarize, code a bit, argue too much. But your team hands them a binder of worked examples and says, this is how we answer here.
So the apprentice is not learning language from scratch. They already have the giant background skill. The binder teaches taste, task shape, and house rules.
Exactly. That is the core. A pre-trained model, already absorbed broad patterns from massive text. Supervised fine-tuning uses labeled examples to redirect that broad ability toward a narrower behavior.
Before you go full math gremlin, define the pieces. Because if someone hears model, weights, loss, gradient, their brain may politely leave the room.
Fair. We did neural networks in episode 633. But the quick version is, a neural network is a layered function that turns inputs into predictions. It is a machine made of adjustable math.
Okay, good.
The adjustable numbers are parameters. We did that in episode 693. If the network is the apprentice's brain-like machinery, parameters are the tiny settings inside it that determine what answer comes out.
And the pre-trained base is the apprentice before the binder.
A foundation model.
Basically, GPT, Claude, Llama, that whole family of broad models.
Yes. A foundation model is trained for general usefulness across many tasks. SFT takes that base and teaches it a more specific pattern with supervised examples.
Mm-hmm.
Supervised just means the training data has answers attached. A prompt paired with the ideal response. A customer complaint paired with the support reply. A natural language question paired with the SQL query you wanted.
SQL being the database query language, not a mystical enterprise vowel shortage. Tiny tangent. I promise myself I would not let acronyms win today.
No, keep doing that. The acronym swamp is where overview episodes go to earn their little reflective safety vests.
Oh, that's good.
In the apprentice picture, each labeled example is a before and after page. Here is the messy request. Here is the answer that counts as correct. After enough pages, the apprentice starts copying the pattern.
And in actual training, the model sees the input, predicts the output, then compares itself to the label. That comparison is where loss comes in, right?
Right. We did loss functions in episode 688. A loss function is just a wrongness score. It says, for this example, how far was the model's predicted answer from the target answer?
And Quen Agent World fits that too. Language world models for general agents still need examples of how the agent should predict, act, or imitate successful behavior.
Mm-hmm. The text-to SQL case is the clean product example. If the domain is narrow and the evals are strong, a smaller fine-tuned model can sometimes match a huge general model on that one job.
That is the part builders care about. If a few billion parameter model passes the task eval, you may get easier latency and cost than hauling around a giant model for every request.
And that is not universal. Text to SQL is unusually constrained. Some domains are messy, ambiguous, or require broad knowledge. So SFT will not magically shrink everything.
Right.
The failure modes are very real. Small or unrepresentative datasets can overfit, which means the model memorizes quirks instead of learning the general pattern. Aggressive tuning can also make it forget useful general behavior from pre-training.
So the apprentice gets too obsessed with the binder. Ask anything outside the binder. And suddenly, they answer every question like a refund request.
Exactly. And there is compute cost. Less than pre-training, usually by a lot, but still real. You need training infrastructure, data cleaning, evaluation, and some way to notice regressions.
This is where Laura shows up, yes? Define it before the acronym Goblin bites us.
LoRA means low-rank adaptation. Instead of changing all the model's parameters, you train a small set of add-on parameter pieces. It is a parameter-efficient way to fine-tune.
So in the apprentice picture, you are not rewriting the whole education. You are adding a slim house-style insert to the binder.
Close enough. Another contrast is in-context learning, which we covered back in episode 685. That is when examples sit in the prompt for this one request, but the model's long-term parameters do not change.
Temporary packet versus actual training. I remember. The packet leaves, the model goes back to being itself.
Then there is reinforcement learning from human feedback, RLHF, from episode 652. That uses preference signals to push behavior after SFT. It is a cousin, often layered on top, not the same thing.
Okay, and distillation is another neighbor we should not confuse with SFT. Big teacher model, smaller student model, copying behavior.
Yes. DeepSeek R1 had 671 billion parameters and released smaller distilled versions on Llama and Qwen architectures. Useful contrast, but different mechanism from labeled input-output, SFT.
Where does SFT stand now then? Because some concepts become historical scaffolding, and some are still in the walls.
SFT is still in the walls. Current chat models, domain models, and small language model workflows still rely on it. The tooling got friendlier, with platforms like Predibase, Together AI, OpenPipe, Axolotl, and Base10 around the workflow.
And the enterprise version of this is very our disease. The hard part is not the training button. It is getting the right examples out of the actual work.
Yes, that connects straight back to our trace visibility obsession. If you cannot see good and bad behavior in the workflow, you cannot build the binder that teaches the model anything reliable.
So the one thing I want to make sure lands is, SFT is the before and after binder for a model that already knows a lot.
And the binder has consequences. The examples define the behavior. The loss scores the mismatch. And the parameter updates make the pattern stick.
Good. Episode 738. We finally gave the acronym Goblin a chair and a name tag. Echo, please never let me say house style insert again.